Gerard Mayo this morning. Tennessee Titans are like the Patriots. They suck, just like the Patriots do.
True.
A team that can't really get out of its own way like the Patriots are. We'll do a preview of this game coming up here because it is another winnable game on a schedule that didn't seem to have a lot of those coming into the season. That Miami game, a winnable game. The Bengals game, they actually won. Jets game wasn't a winnable game to me, I didn't think. And now here you have the Tennessee Titans. The Jaguars also should have been a winnable game. It wasn't. They lost by four scores, but whatever. Now here you have these Tennessee Titans who are struggling this year. Could it be a get-right game for them? Can the Patriots continue their winning ways? We'll get into all of that in just a minute. But first, if you're watching on Twitch, you just saw this. I was unaware that this poll even went up. If I had known, I would have voted in it. But the people in the Twitch chat just put up a poll asking, who would win in a fight, me or you?
I like the results.
It was
a little closer than it should be.
Very close race. 45 people voted. I can't vote because I didn't know about it, but if I did, I would have made it. Would have been back to 50-50, 23-23.
Arkin was in the Twitch chat. Hyping
I was in
up.
The Twitch chat, but
I
then I missed the poll. I didn't see the poll.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because I missed it too, so... Then
Arkin
I would
took boxing lessons.
Yeah, you would have done it too. Yeah, when I was younger, I did. I took boxing lessons.
Not really, but
it was a long time ago, so I know the basics. I told you about the bar fight I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
So I have experienced the fight. I don't know when the last fight you were in was, but...
Been a long time.
It's probably been a while. I have the height and the reach.
Yeah, height and reach all day.
You're in better shape, but not by that much. I mean, let's be honest here. You know,
wait, what?
You like to think you're in just
I'm in much
great
better
shape. You're in pretty good shape, but come on.
Is this just boxing? I wasn't listening. Was this just boxing or is this
It said
just,
who would win in a fist fight, so maybe not necessarily boxing. A fight could mean all different sorts of things. Might be some ground and pound, you know, a little kickboxing.
Yeah.
Not much of a kicker. I got these two guys right here. What else do you need? That's
Harry
pretty much
Hardo
it. So.
Over here. If you're not watching on Twitch, he held his fists up.
Yes, that's right. Or as I like to call him, Mike and Evander.
Jesus.
That's what they're really named.
You just told me you weren't actually good at boxing.
No, back then I wasn't, but I think now I could probably, I don't know. I see, if you and I fought, I would imagine it would have to be some sort of angry argument that went too far, and then all of a sudden it was just, all right, let's just go. You know,
Swayman.
You know me right now. Here it comes. All right, Swayman. Whatever other topic that may come up this year that pisses us both off. Something like that. So in a moment like that, like if we're talking about a fight that we both train for a couple months for or something like that, I don't know. I don't know how that would go. But I think in the heat of the moment, it would be, I don't know. It'd be tough. I don't think you'd be able to take me down quite as easily as you think.
Well, I don't actually think I would because I generally don't assume I'm going to get into a fist fight ever. So I'm assuming you'd throw the first punch and it would catch me off guard and you might have an advantage.
That could
tactically.
Be, yeah. Whoever throws a sucker punch generally ends
right.
up.
You know, because if we actually had a boxing match, we'd both go in knowing punches are going
right.
to start flying at some point.
Right, yeah.
All I can remember, I've never boxed. Like I've had whatever, fights, scraps, locker rooms, different things. But one time at a party in high school when people were whatever, doing things, we found boxing gloves, and we were like, yeah, let's spar. And I took it way too serious. I lit the kid up.
Really?
Like, we were just kind of, and he, like, did something that pissed me off, and I, like, threw him up with the gloves against the wall and just started swinging.
Started wailing,
like,
huh?
That's what happens every
being
time.
Being a total a-hole.
Every time you and your friend start shadow boxing, someone gets
absolutely.
Nicked,
and then it gets real,
gets
real quick.
Yes.
Absolutely. So
I had older cousins who, when we got together on the holidays, used to make me and my younger cousins fight each other.
I'm glad that went to fighting. I was worried that was like a much weirder and sadder story.
What?
I had older cousins that used to make us do things in the closet. I don't talk about it anymore.
You had cousins?
No! That's where I thought you were going.
Why would I do that in the middle
of a conversation?
I don't
know. It sounded very sad.
Fighting and
you were very sad. I thought it was going to be a revealing.
It was not anything like that. No, but we used to have to box each other. They'd put us down in my grandparents' basement or whatever, and we'd have to either we had boxing gloves or we'd make boxing gloves or something, and we'd have to fight.
You made them? What, with like socks and tape or something?
Yeah, it would be like a grocery bag. And then we put, like, you know, socks or sweats or something, like, around that. And then we'd tie them up and we'd punch each other. Yeah.
This couldn't end well. Did anybody ever get hurt?
One time, they declared a draw. And my older cousin, Joey,
wait,
I was
there
mad
was an official?
Yes. He was the one that was in charge of it all. And I was mad at him for calling a draw. So I punched him. And he grabbed me and he slammed me into the ceiling. It was the basement of my grandparents' house. Very low ceiling. He slammed me into the ceiling and then let me drop on the ground. And I had the wind knocked out of me.
and I thought I was, I never had the wind knocked out of me.
Oh, it's such a strange
feeling.
You're
going to die.
I thought I was going to die right there on my grandparents' basement floor, but I didn't. I survived.
He must have been pretty strong if he picked you up above his slam.
I mean, I was like 8 years old.
This is like a wrestling finish move.
I was 8 and he was like 15, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was.
Oh, what a dink.
I shouldn't have punched him. I learned a lesson that day. You know, he was the ref and I punched him and he didn't like that, so I had the wind knocked out of me.
You did learn a lesson, which I think is a lesson that needs to be learned by more in this world.
It's true.
There can be repercussions.
That is something.
Now, I'm not sure the guy should have done a finishing move on you in the basement.
No, but I learned. I learned my lesson.
Sometimes you got to give people the rock bottom.
When you should and should not punch people. That was a time when you shouldn't punch somebody. But, you know, I mean, it's you can't always keep track of that in the heat of the moment. That's the thing.
Oh, no.
Sometimes it just gets a tiger gets out of the cage. You know?
Absolutely. And usually there's alcohol involved, too.
Generally, yes. Or
like Derek White at a Colorado
debate about
game.
That too. Or a debate about a goalie and how much he should be paid. Sometimes, you know, it just gets
it's funny. I only thought you were only going to swear. I didn't know I had to be ready for you to hit me.
Yeah, there's
although we couldn't even do it here.
No, we have to come out around.
And by the time you got around, it'd be weird.
I'd be cooled off by
then.
Or
if you came across the computers, I don't know.
We'd break the computer screens.
Yeah.
We'd be at about $50 if we broke all these screens. Anyway, 617.
Afternoon program would have no monitors. What would host one and host two do?
I don't know. 617-779-7937. Who would you rather be right now, Pats or the Titans?
Patriots.
Yeah.
It's always Patriots, the quarterback. The Patriots right now, you could argue, have one of the better young quarterback. Now, it could go awry because we're basing it on two games and one quarter of action. He's already got a couple dings here, but he's playing really well. Yep. And like I even think there's some people in Chicago that aren't totally sold on Caleb Williams, what his total package is. Because Drake May has
I'd still rather be the Bears than the Patriots, though.
Oh, the Bears, but I'm just talking about the quarterback position. Okay. And like, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. There's veterans that other teams would probably say, if you made somebody, like held a gun to somebody's head in a lot of places, Drake May or your guy, how many teams would make the switch?
I'd say a good amount of them would. The Titans definitely would.
And he's hot. You're buying high on Drake May right now.
A small sample. It's like Gonzalez last year, you know? He's the greatest corner of all time. He played 3 games. Like,
right.
Sort of where you are.
You're kind of being snookered. I would not feel great about that if I were the team. But the reality is, what are they doing in Tennessee? Will Levis is benched.
Yep.
They're playing freaking Mason Rudolph.
Yep. Tony Pollard's not been great. Ridley's been good. Ridley had a big game last week.
Well, he sucked, and now he's been good.
Their ass kicked, but yeah.
I think that was a shot by Mayo today. Because remember when he was bitching, Ridley was bitching about no targets?
About not getting targeted.
He's like, he gets targeted all the time, and he doesn't even get targeted when he's opening. So I think Mayo was trying to do a kid. Jason Kidd. I think he was trying to add to a divide in the locker room in Tennessee. Well played, Gerard. I saw what you did.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Now that Hopkins is gone, it's not like he has to share the ball with anybody. Like, you know,
no, but you got a bad quarterback.
It's true. You do have a bad quarterback.
So he might not see you. He might not hit you when he does see you. Like, there's a lot of ways it could go bad.
I think their roster's a little bit better. I'd say that their roster up and down, offense and defense, I'd say is probably a little bit better than the Patriots. Not a lot better.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
I should probably know the answer to this, but I got nothing. And I may be concussed, I may not be. I don't know the answer. Who's their coach?
Callahan.
Bill Callahan?
No.
Bengals?
Brian Callahan.
Brian Callahan,
yeah.
If you had asked me 10 times right there, give me 10 guesses, I would not have gotten him. I could not think of him at all.
It was he took over for Vrabel. And he was with the Bengals,
Bengals
he was
guy.
The offensive coordinator with the Bengals for years and years.
Yeah.
From 2019 till 2023. Before that, he was a QB coach with the Raiders, with the Lions, and an offensive coaching assistant with the Broncos for about 5 years before that, too.
The hell did he ever do?
He was the offensive coordinator and a team with a good offense. That's it. That's the main thing.
Team with a good quarterback and 2 good receivers.
Right, it's a good
AKA
offense.
AKA a good offense.
Yeah.
What the hell did he do?
Well.
And he doesn't even call the plays, I don't believe. Didn't Zach Taylor call the plays?
I don't know.
Zach Taylor's an offensive guy. It's
probably,
Zach Taylor's offense.
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell. I don't know if he did or not.
This was a weird offseason. No offense to Alex Van Pelt, but like people were getting jobs that they like their resumes weren't quite as impressive as maybe you would think.
No, I'd agree with that. But I also, look what the Patriots gave a job to. You know, he was a linebacker.
No, I know.
At least this guy was a coordinator.
But Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel can't get jobs, and this guy who's on our screen, no disrespect to him, he seems like a nice fellow. Is he Callahan's son? The offensive line coach, like Bill Callahan?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Don't ask me. I didn't know who he was till 2 minutes ago.
He doesn't look like a football coach.
Well, that seems like a shot.
Well, he doesn't.
What does a football coach look like?
Like you. You look like a football coach, right? Does Andy Hart not look like a football coach? I mean, he looks exactly like one. Yes.
I appreciate that.
Like like a Pop Warner football
coach. Thank you for saying such a nice thing.
Yeah, you look more like a head coach or any kind of football coach than Callahan does. But either way, I think last year and for a couple of years now, if you're an offensive coordinator on a team with a good offense, people are going to give you a shot. People want young, offensive, innovative minds running their teams now, running their offenses, working with their young quarterbacks, working with whatever. I think that's in demand right now. And the Patriots just completely ignored that, as did a couple of other teams. I mean, you know, Jim Harbaugh is not some offensive genius either. But, like, you know, this is sort of the new wave. This is what it is. You know, you're seeing a lot of this, and you're seeing it all over the league. And in some cases, it's really worked out. Some cases, it looked like it worked out, and now not so much, like in Miami. But in general, I think that's sort of the hot new thing now. Get an offensive coordinator from a team with a good offense. If they can shake loose Bobby Slowick, you know, in Houston, it's going to happen for him again.
Yeah, but probably at least he did it.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's all it really takes.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Smith in Miami, like, he's not the play caller, but he's going to be a hot name this time. Ben Johnson in Detroit. All these guys are going to be. That's all it has to be. Just be an offensive coordinator and a team with a good offense, and you could be a head coach next year.
Whether you called plays, didn't call plays, really had much to say. And he is Bill Callahan's son, and actually Bill Callahan is his O-line coach. He's on his own staff. So
that's
a family operation.
That is weird.
Why is that weird? You get all hung up on this nepotism stuff.
No, it's not because it's nepotism. It's because his dad is working for him.
Why?
That's weird. I'm sorry. That's weird. Imagine if Steve Belichick was bossing around Bill Belichick, telling him what to do. Wouldn't that be weird?
I don't rule it out.
You don't think that's weird?
No. I think it actually happens probably more than you'd think.
Really?
And it happens in high school.
It happens in high school that the...
I told you, it's my dream. My dream retirement job is my son someday becomes a teacher and a coach, and I can be his cranky old man assistant coach on the sideline yelling at kids, and that is like my dream.
That's your dream?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, fun retirement.
Weird dream.
What's so weird about it?
I think it's weird. I think it's weird to work for your kid. I don't know. I just think that's a strange dynamic. That would be a strange dynamic.
So you hate when the kids benefit from the dad, and then you hate when the dad benefits from the kid.
I think that's less weird, or not less weird, but I don't have a problem with it the way I have a problem with nepotism. I just find it unusual.
And this
all.
Also isn't really nepotism.
I don't consider this nepotism.
He's a good offensive line coach.
Yeah.
He was considered
and he has a long,
great,
long career.
He was in the NFL
his son was even born. So, yeah, obviously.
And he was the Browns he's not even washed up. He was the Browns O-line coach 2020 to 2023.
Okay.
So, like, he just joined his son. But you don't think that's the best support you could have, having your dad around?
This would be funny. Say, shut up, Dad. Shut up, Dad. I'm talking. I'm addressing my team right now, Dad. Pipe down. Like, that's weird. I don't know. I think that's a strange dynamic. It's at the very least an unusual dynamic, would you say?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's probably not a ton of examples of it. I would think, what's his name? The Tampa 2. Kiffin. I think Monty Kiffin coached for Lane.
Really? He worked under times. Lane? I didn't know that.
I believe he had him on his staff somewhere for a while.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I don't think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
Anyway. You got support from, I mean,
it's definitely
the best support
I'm sure
system.
Fine. I find it a little strange. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Jacina Anderson, big fan of the Spin Zone. And we know that because of her report today on Twitter that the Patriots may be buyers at the deadline instead of sellers. Other trades are being made right now. Why are there so many trades being made these days? We'll dive into all of that right after Stiz tells you what's trending.